Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, sponsored by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with a variety of powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs all have a mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories with you. These women reveal their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. My guest today is on a mission to help people transform their lives with professional interior design and home staging and really refresh and renew. For over 10 years, she has been helping her clients refresh their spaces so that it's organized, beautiful, stress-free, and a perfect reflection of you and your lifestyle. You can have a home that reflects positive energy. You don't have to do it alone. And it can be affordable. Cheryl Terrell, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nicole. I'm so happy to be here.
And your name of your company is Interior Bliss Designs. Mm-hmm. And you've been doing it for almost 10 years.
Yep.
I want you to take me back because you have not always been in this industry as your profession.
Right.
So basically, I want to know what pulled you, what made you pull that trigger to do and open your own business. And before you did pull that trigger, what did you do? Because I love this story.
Oh, I'm not sure which one you're referencing.
Well,
but
the pulling the team.
Okay. I'll make sure I add that in. So no, I haven't always been in interior design, but I've always had an interest, a passion, and really a vision to make beautiful spaces and to make them work for individuals. And I think that really started because of my parents. And I kind of reflected on this the other day that my mom was always a do-it-yourselfer.
Yes.
And she was a stay-at-home mom
for a long time.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, mine wasn't a stay-at-home mom, but she was a do-it-yourselfer, and I learned some of that from her too.
Yeah, I definitely learned a lot from my mom, and at a very early age, I think she said all the way back to age 8. Actually, I was helping her around the house, doing little things here and there. And then as I, you know, got older, I was wallpapering and painting and helping to lay tile. And then I started doing it in my girlfriend's.
As a teenager.
I know, it's kind of crazy, isn't it? And then I also, as I mentioned, was reflecting the other day how a key component in my vision and desire also came from my dad, who was an engineer. So as a kid, he had a drafting table and all the tools that were related to that. So I was playing with those things too. So it was really like this was my destiny to be doing this and changing people's lives one space at a time. So the catalyst really was for me working with a lot of friends and family for years, not just 10 years, but way prior to that.
Yeah.
Helping them, I would go in and be like, oh, have you ever thought of this? Have you thought of that? And they were like, wow, no, I never thought of that. And so it just kind of all evolved. And as most businesses do, they evolve and continue to evolve. And ours certainly is doing that. And I'm very, very happy
and
excited.
You've hired people
I
now.
I have, yes. I
now,
have a team.
So what
I have
was
a team.
What was that team that you approached that you said, I really want to make a shift? Because you were, what industry were you in before?
I was in the home care industry.
Okay.
And I had worked for years in human resources. My husband was in the military, so we traveled all over the country. So, you know, every few years you have a different job. And I stayed pretty steady in human resources and then went into operations management. And so I was working in home care, and it was time for me to kind of reevaluate my life. And so I said, okay, I'm going to put together a team of 13 people because I wanted an odd number. And I know a lot of people don't like the number 13, but it worked for me.
I love it.
Yeah. And I wanted an odd number. And I put together this team and I went around and asked people that I knew, liked, and trusted mm-hmm. who were either in corporate America or just starting out a business or somewhere in between and said, here's what I'm thinking. Can you help me kind of put together, you know, a roadmap, a plan, and see if this even makes sense. Mm.
And so, is it even a good idea?
Exactly.
Like
exactly.
Really trusting
is
people.
There a market for this? You know, this is what I'm thinking. So I did that, and you know, kudos to them. I'd love to be able to name all of them right now and all their businesses, but maybe that's a different time. So we went through this process, had a great time together, and the thing that I liked most about it is that everybody was honest, and they said, this is what I think. You know, this sounds good, but this doesn't. And I took all that information and crafted my business.
Mm-hmm.
So then Interior Bliss Designs became...
I have the goosebumps.
Yeah.
It's so important to surround yourself with smart women.
Yeah.
And listen to the good advice.
Yeah.
Not necessarily all of the advice.
Yeah.
But really be able to listen to your own heart and filter through and take the good stuff and leave the other stuff, you know, on the side.
Right. Because I could have at that point gone on to do something that I had been doing for years and years. And what I didn't
want... And made a living and earned a living.
And I didn't want a job. I wanted something that I was passionate about, that I loved, that I enjoyed, that just made a change in someone's life one space at a time. So I continued on the journey with opening my own business, and here, years later, growing and
You've got two or three people on here.
Yeah, I have a great staff. Mm-hmm. We have, I just added another one, so we're growing.
That is awesome.
Yeah,
now, I love that you say you don't have to be a celebrity to have a beautifully decorated home or even a space.
Yeah, there's a misconception about interior design and decorating that you have to have a lot of money to have a great space, and that's not true. It's about shopping right and using the right resources. I have To The Trade discounts that I pass along to my clients. I don't keep that as a way of me making money because you're already paying me to work for you. So I pass those To The Trade discounts along to my clients. So I'm, you know, using that as part of the way they can save money, and also utilizing the things that they already have
whenever
we possibly can.
Reuse.
Yeah.
Recycle, reuse, all of that. So how can it be so affordable?
Well, we work with clients for as little as $200 up to $20,000 and more. So it really all depends on how involved they want to get and how involved they want us to be. So if you're a do-it-yourselfer, we can come in and help you figure out, you know, what you want that space to be and how to get there. And then you do it yourself.
Yes.
Or we can do everything for you, or again, something in between.
Yeah, so if you're a man listening and you don't know anything about decorating and you don't have any like inclination and you feel a little frankly intimidated by TJ Maxx or something like that, or even Savers or wherever you're at, then that would be a really ideal client for you. Or even somebody that does have, I have some decorative abilities and capabilities that I've learned from my mom, just like you. But I still don't know, I don't know it all.
Right.
And I focus myself on my business and my children and the house and the living.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do need the input of to help the space.
I would love to have more men approach me and say, I would like you to do this for my significant other, whatever. I would love that.
What a great gift.
Yes, yeah, so that's what I was thinking. A great Christmas gift, guys.
Oh my God, what a great gift.
And what we do is we come in, look at the space, and then we try to utilize, again, the things that you have there. If you want to, we can use those, we can add a few things, or give you a complete custom new look. It just depends on what you want.
But shift them and repurpose them in another room.
Right, right. And then we take a lot of clients shopping, so they make the right choices the first time, whether it be, you know, accessories at, you know, TJ Maxx, you know,
anywhere.
A lot of people shop online, so we can assist through that, or to make sure that everything is going to work harmoniously in their space. And
that's right.
The key.
That's right. And you can have more of a professional, cohesive look.
Yes.
When you have a professional helping you.
Right.
So you can look at a photo on Pinterest and try to recreate it, but are you going to be able to do it affordably? And find all of those items. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really, you can try to do it on your own, but you can get such a more professional look when you have help.
Absolutely. And we can often find those items or similar items for a fraction of the cost for our clients. So it just makes everything so much easier, less stress.
And you know this for so long, you can get even more creative than what they see in a photo.
Yes.
I don't want to have an exact replica of a photo.
Well, no, because you want to add your personal touch into a space. And so we incorporate all those things for you. So when you our home, it feels like your home. It doesn't, I mean,
feel like somebody else.
It doesn't feel like somebody else's.
Yes.
I mean, some people want to walk into a home and it looks like a magazine cover, and and that's,
you can do that too.
That definitely is something that we can do. So we have a variety of skill sets and abilities to help anybody.
So your main focus is, we got to go to a break, but your main focus is refresh and renew a space, interior design, and you can also help people with home staging. And I want to say, you can sometimes get what you want.
Yes, you can.
I love that song, that intro. All right, well, we got to go to break. You can find Cheryl Terrell at interiorblissdesigns.com. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
If you're looking for visibility and building relationships that lead to ideal clients and career advancement, the South Shore Women's Business Network is for you. At the South Shore Women's Business Network, our mission is to foster relationships, provide mentorship, education, and build a community to empower women. Join us for after-hours networking events such as trivia, wine tasting, and mini golf. Attend a speaker breakfast with like-minded professionals, even publish an article, or offer a workshop to the members. To join us, visit sswbn.org.
When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation, but there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court using mediation and collaborative law. Couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution. Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
Let's start living dangerously.
Talk to me, baby. I'm going out of this. It's me, baby.
And we are back. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Love that song. You know, and he says in the song, you don't waste your money or tiptoe. And, you know, you really can get momentum when you have the accountability partner helping you with your home. So whether you want to do one room at a time, can some people do one room
absolutely.
At a time?
Oh, absolutely. We do that a lot.
Okay. So
a
you just,
lot.
So we're going to focus on this. So when you go to their home, you look at the one room and you get, and then you give them the instructions on the one room of what we can do, what you can do together, what they can do alone, what you can do all by yourself.
Right. We like to look at the entire space. because sometimes you're, you know, shifting some of the items from one room to the
so
other.
So you
to
look
achieve
at the entire
that.
Home.
Yeah.
You look at the entire
yes.
home, even if they're going to pick one room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that gives us a better sense of someone's design style. And often people say, oh, I don't have any design style, but you really do. But you might need someone like us to help it come to life and really to define it, you know, and fine-tune it. So we like to look at the entire space and then really sit and discuss, what is this room? What's the function of this room? The true function of this room? And then we make that work for the client. So it could be us saying, here's the things that you need to do, and we come back and do a spot check. Or again, we can help you, you know, hand in hand. So teaching people how to paint if they want to learn how to paint, or wallpaper.
Yes.
Or wallpaper.
I have furniture that I want to refinish.
Yeah, we can
and
help
I
you
know,
with that.
And I know there are classes out there, but you can just help me do it at
I
home.
Could. Yes.
Yeah, but I feel like, do I really need a class like to really, you know, get it finished?
Right.
Because if you're going to be my accountability, and then you come, and then I'll be like the night before trying to...
Oh my gosh,
it.
Here she comes. I got to get all this
well,
done.
Well, I'm not that kind of a person I go the extra mile and I want to get it organized before you come.
And most people are like that.
Yeah.
But having that accountability helps you to achieve your goals.
That's right.
And ultimately, that's why we're helping you in the first place, is so that you can have the goal of this space, whatever it
yes.
might be.
And have that momentum.
Yes.
And really start seeing the changes.
Yeah. The evolution of your space. It's amazing.
Okay.
Absolutely
so
amazing.
Whether you have no decorating abilities at all, or you have some, because I have a little bit, how can you help the clients achieve that really professional, cohesive look?
It's really all about the details, or all in the details.
Ah.
So, for example, yesterday I was meeting with this wonderful lady, and she is redecorating her daughter's bedroom. And she's changing the whole entire color scheme. And her daughter is, like all of us, getting ready to be into those teenage years. So
yes.
how do you create a space where you still keep some of those cute little things that you're emotionally attached to, but yet allow her to grow
and blossom
in that space?
Mm-hmm.
So I went around the room with this client and looked at a variety of those things that she really wanted to keep intact. And gave her suggestions on
what to do with them.
So it was a lot of aha moments
yes.
for her.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine.
She was like, wow, this is great, because she thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to buy this and this and this. And she didn't have to, because I was showing her and giving her suggestions on
yes.
things that she could do with those items. And then what happens is it comes out like a custom new look.
Yeah.
So daughter is thrilled because, wow, I have this room. I can bring my girlfriends to it, and, you know, it'll be fun for us to be in. And mom's thrilled because, you know,
it looks nicer. And
she saved money.
Yes.
So it's a win-win.
And also, like, if you're thinking about purchasing a piece of furniture, and say you've got a home office or an office space, and you see a desk somewhere, wherever it may be, but if you purchase it and then you have somebody come in and look at your space, they might say, well, that desk is really too small, or it's too large.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got a desk that had this or that or the other, you could have really optimized your space.
Yes, and we do that a lot. I actually have clients that one of them actually texted me this morning. She says, what do you think about this light for this space in my house? So she texts me a picture of it to see if it would work.
Yes.
They'll send me pictures of, you know, tables and chairs and whatever. How would this actually work? You know, so we work with, you know, pieces and adjusting things for our clients all the time.
And so what about the lamp? It was like no go?
Oh,
or?
No, it was a winner.
The only
thing I said is you might want to try to change the light bulbs to Edison bulbs, because that might make it look a little bit better.
Oh,
okay. She goes, okay, remind me of that when the lamp comes and we hang it up.
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about basements.
Yeah.
Because many people in New England, you know, have a basement.
Yeah.
Some people may be overwhelmed with their basement, or frankly their messy basement. situation. Why is it so easy for you? You said it's fast and easy. You can come in and get it organized fast and easy.
Well, basements typically are a catch-all for people. It's the place that they just dump things and then put away and they don't have to think about it. So we look at it very differently where, okay, this is a space that could actually be utilized.
Yes.
And what could it actually become? What function would really work here for the family? Mm-hmm. And so we take that into consideration.
And what do they want it for?
What do they
What do they dream? Like, what's their fantasy for the basement?
And often with any project, it's really a new set of eyes coming in and looking at things differently.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of your visionaries. And so when we look at this true purpose for the family, we can then recreate the space to what you want it to be. Because mm-hmm. you have to live in it daily once we leave, and we want that to be able to happen. So we organize it and transform it into a space that is indicative of the lifestyle that you mm-hmm. want to lead.
And there's a lot of psychology involved.
Oh, yes.
So you kind of come in with that psychology removed,
mm-hmm.
frankly. It's not that you're
we're
not compassionate or not understanding or what have you, but you can remove that part of it because you're not attached to it, and then you can sort of, you know, the light bulb can go off in the people.
and we recognize your attachment to your items, and we respect that, and we're very, cognitive of it and very careful, but we go through a process with our clients to figure out, you know, what do you really need, what don't you need, and then we get things in a way that can function. And that's the biggest thing for
function.
People is for them things to function. So your basement can function. Even if you want it to be a storage space, we can get it so it will function effectively in that capacity.
Okay.
But basements can be anything. It can be an office, can be a bedroom, can be a family room, can be a gym.
And frankly, if they're going to be sort of have two or three different purposes, you can help make it cohesive so it doesn't look like choppy, weird energy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about energy when we come back.
Ooh, fun.
So we got to go to a quick break. My guest is Cheryl Terrell, and she is with interiorblissdesigns.com. Beautiful website. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you planning a wedding, bridal shower, anniversary, or other special event? Let Mama cook for you. The Mamma Mia's family of restaurants can handle all of your catering so you can enjoy the same authentic Italian cuisine that you experience in their restaurants. Mamma Mia's catering offers homemade recipes priced to fit any budget. You can pick up your order before your event, or Mamma Mia's will even come to you. For more information, call any one of Mamma Mia's 6 locations or visit online at mamamias.net.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business, playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's Sprout DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
To be wrong, caught up in your show.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Love that song.
Yeah.
Oh, brand new song by Lady Gaga. Love it. And it is, I love to say to people when they say, oh, you look so nice today. I like to say, it's all an illusion. It's all an illusion. But anyway, it you know, you can help create a certain type of energy in a room. I love your tagline. What is your tagline?
Every space deserves a second chance.
It does.
Mm-hmm, it sure does.
And so are most people optimizing their spaces?
No.
You're looking at me. They can't. We're not on camera, but...
I'm like, no.
They're not.
They have a great conceptual idea of what they would like, but they're just not always sure how to get there.
Yeah.
So we help them, you know, cross that bridge and make that space come to life and be what it can be. And oftentimes we can suggest some other things too. But no, optimization of space is something that you see frequently, but it can be fixed very easily.
Very easily, mm-hmm. and very quickly, with very little money. You have, obviously, you've been doing this so long, you have access to, you know, certain things for your laundry room or, you know, closet organizing. You mm-hmm. don't have to call California Closets. No,
well, you can do that if you want to.
And spend thousands of dollars on that, mm-hmm. which is frankly refreshing that it can be so affordable,
mm-hmm.
because we're spending money on dentists and everything else in our lives, and the car and this and that, you know, we still want to feel good in our space, and it's really about shifting the energy.
Absolutely.
So you can totally shift the energy by moving furniture around, like really just anything, removing something, adding something in, move the furniture around.
Even something as simple as, you know, changing your window treatments or painting your walls a different color. All of those things can create a different feel for you. And for us, we want people to come home and feel good about coming home into that space.
Like,
yeah.
I feel that about my bedroom.
Yeah.
My bedroom, I feel like that's where I meditate now.
Mm-hmm.
So because it's just very peaceful, the colors are calming, it's very peaceful. I don't feel like that about every space in my home.
Well, we'll do one space at a time. How's that?
I definitely don't feel peaceful in my laundry room.
Yeah.
Because it's like a catch-all.
Yeah.
But, you know, you really, if you shift that energy, you could feel so good about it.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to run away from a space in your home. You really want to be able to utilize it to its fullest potential. And the same thing going to work. We work with a lot of employers to help them actually motivate their employees by how we transform their space at work. So they come in and they're like, wow, okay, this is really interesting. This is neat. This is different.
Want to sit down, so, and you want to tackle it.
I mean, there's a lot of people that don't really want to go to work every day.
Because of the space, the energy is not good.
Exactly. Mm. So we can help them shift that. And then, you know, obviously that's a great thing for an employer because, you know, they have higher productivity levels.
That's right.
They have better customer service. I mean,
they're
happier. So many things that, exactly.
Now, I love what you can do with a storefront. So tell me the story about this window dressing you did. You did a window thing, and all of a sudden, everything in the window sold?
Yes.
Yes. So you can actually come in and do like a window dressing.
Yeah, a store window displays. We're working with a couple of boutiques right now to help them inside their store.
Yes.
To arrange things, you know, in a way that makes sense.
So that you're utilizing height?
Yes.
So that you're not wasting floor space if things, is it better to do kitty corner? Do you like that? Is that like a no-no?
It just depends on, everything is a depends the space.
Air bunnies, air quotes.
Yes, air bunnies, depends on the space. But what we're doing with the boutiques is we're highlighting their merchandise for them. And again, we bring in those extra sets of eyes and we highlight their merchandise so they increase their sales volumes. And you want repeat customers, so you're merchandise has to change and look different on a regular basis. So we go in on a regular basis and help them highlight merchandise
because if you
in a
keep
different
it
way.
The same, then
you walk in and say, oh, I just saw that when I was here a month ago.
Yeah. But if you move things and you group things differently,
right,
something might pop
mm-hmm.
and say something to you. Now, I love that you've been doing this for so long and you really don't bring, I'm sure you have a portfolio,
mm-hmm.
but you do not show a portfolio. let's like crush this little mystery
and share
why you don't do
sure.
that.
Sure. I used to carry a large portfolio of almost everything I'd ever done.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, I've done this, I've done this.
And you want to show, you're proud.
You want to show it and it's part of your credibility. But what I was finding over time is that, you know, and you tweak those photos and, okay, take this one out, I like this one better, or what have you. But what I found over time is that I was following up with clients that didn't hire Interior Bliss Designs to do the work, whatever it might be.
Because?
And the reason was is because of the photos. Because they thought that design was going to be their design. Mm. And what we specialize in is having everybody's design be unique to them.
Yes. So no matter what variety you had, right. even if you had like modern stuff and country stuff and kid stuff,
traditional
adult stuff,
cottage, we had, I used to have a little bit of everything in there. And that's what I was finding is that people were like, oh, well, so I don't want that. And I'll say, well, you don't have to have that. You don't have to have that. So what I do now instead is I have, and I work with, I shouldn't say I, we, because I have a team, a great team. We work with our clients and we create vision boards. So it's, here's what I would like.
On Pinterest.
We could use Pinterest or
anywhere.
We have some that like to clip out magazines.
Yeah, that's great.
Things in magazines. And so we make that our vision board. And then based on that, we create their space. Because a lot of people are visual.
Yes.
I can say, it could be this, it could be this, it could be this, but they can't visualize that.
Yes.
Just like I'll tell someone, take this wall down, move it here, transform, do this, do that, and they can't visualize it. So I'll draw.
And I know you did that. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah,
I know you did that with a couple that was purchasing a home.
Yes.
And they asked you, we're not sure if we want to purchase this home. Can you come in and look?
Right.
And you said, well, if you bump this wall out and bump that wall out, it won't cost a lot. You'll gain more footage in your master bedroom. The child will gain more footage and you can make another bedroom over here.
Exactly.
And they were like, oh my God.
Never thought of that.
Never thought of it.
Right.
And they purchased the home.
Yeah. And then I recently worked with a couple to redesign their apartment. And they had an in-law apartment in their house. And they, I drew up the plans for the layout. And they could not visualize it until actually the studs have gone up, until it was framed in.
Oh.
And then they're like,
now they started
wow,
to see.
Now I get it.
Yeah.
You know, and
it's not easy for everybody to visualize.
No. And that's where we come into play, because we can really take what you're saying to us and create the space based on what you're looking for.
Okay, well, we got to go to a break. But really what you do is you focus on the individual's lifestyle.
Yes.
So can you explain just about a little bit less than a minute about, you know, how you're focusing on their lifestyle? You don't want people to change or clean their home before you arrive.
No.
I mean, they can tidy up and wash the dishes or something,
right.
but you don't want, because if they do have laundry everywhere, like I have, so I should probably be hiring you, you could see that here's your challenge and this is what you can do to solve it.
Right. So many times people say, oh my gosh, you can't come today. I need to get my house clean. This has to happen. I say, no, I want to see it exactly how you live in it.
Mm.
Because if I don't, then
you can't see the problem.
I can't see the problem. I can't help you to find a solution. And so after I leave and make your space beautiful, then you still have that
problem
challenge.
And you're still going back to doing the same old thing of whatever you were doing.
Right. So
there's
no winning there, except you have a beautiful space, but now you still have
the challenge.
You use laundry as an example.
Yeah.
You still have an issue with all the laundry. So your stress hasn't gone away.
Yeah.
You have a beautiful place, but you're still stressed because I didn't fix this one challenge.
And now you're going back to your old way of doing the laundry because you didn't fix it.
Right.
Okay.
So we can shift everything.
You can shift it and shift the energy.
Yes.
All right. Well, we got to go to a quick break. You can find Cheryl at interiorblissdesigns.com. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Do you want to be in control of your financial future? Meridian Financial Service, along with its sister company, Mary Hurdle CPA, provides financial solutions so you can plan for your family's future. Working with a certified financial planner in conjunction with a CPA can help you obtain this goal. For more information, visit MeridianFinancialService.com. At Meridian, we provide the highest levels of financial planning, money management, accounting, and tax services. Contact us at MeridianFinancialService.com to start planning today.
When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation. But there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court using mediation and collaborative law. Couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution. Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
Back. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. My guest is Cheryl Terrell with InteriorBlissDesigns.com. Oh my God, I cracked up when I read, because I always Google the lyrics and make sure they're appropriate. And we're going through to Horton Hears a Who. I'm like, oh my God, that is hilarious. What a great song from years ago, like, I don't know, the 80s maybe. But really, you want to get into a groove. You want your home to be heart-centered. Mm-hmm. So, you know, anyway, so let's give a little bit of a recap. You're in Interior Bliss Designs. You're all about interior design. But you can help somebody refresh and renew a space. You can help somebody if they want to do the whole DIY thing, mm-hmm. where you come in, you know, they pay for your advice, because right. you're not just going to, you know, give them, you know, come right. for 2 hours and not get paid.
Right.
And then you can even come back and provide that accountability and momentum. One of the things I love that you do that we have not talked about yet is pack and stage. Mm-hmm. So you can do home staging. You can provide that as well. Tell me about pack and stage, because this is a fantastic idea.
It's become very popular. Mm. So the program is Pack, Stack, and Stage. And what we do is we traditionally work through realtors who are listing a property for a homeowner and want everything to be
staged
so that the house sells faster and for more money.
Because yes.
that's why people stage.
Yes. And houses always sell faster and they always sell for more money.
Yeah.
The fast and the money varies depending on, yeah. you know, the home and the property and all of that.
But and there's great statistics out there, so I tell people, go look at them for staging, because it's worth the investment. Mm-hmm. 81% of people right now are looking at photos online before ever going to your property.
Yes.
So if you don't have the right photos, which means your house is not set up correctly, then they're not going to come look at it in the first place.
Because you can't see the bones.
You can't see it.
Can't see the bones of the home, mm-hmm. if it's not staged appropriately for the space.
Right. And okay. there's also another large number of people that walk into a home that decide not to walk through it if it's not staged. And so that's a new statistics that
really?
We've seen.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that is brand new. I've
yeah.
never heard of that.
Yeah.
So they basically show up, and then they see, oh, this is not staged.
Right. That's a new statistic I just saw recently, and I think it's somewhere around like 46%. So that's pretty high, too.
Wow.
So on the average,
home staging is really taking over.
Yeah. If you look at the National Association of Realtors, their statistics show between 11 and 20% of houses, I'm sorry, houses that are staged sell for between 11 and 20% more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from the National Association of Realtors. It's not even from the Staging Association. So staging is very valuable.
Okay.
Very, very
All
valuable.
Right. So it's one of the things, one of the things that you do. So the pack and stage.
Yeah, pack, stack, and stage as we work with.
What does a stack mean? So you're packing.
We're packing the things up. We're stacking it wherever. Where we work with moving companies and they come in and have a pod or, you know, put it in your garage or wherever.
Oh,
so they're stacking it.
Neatly.
And then, of course.
And organized.
And we label it and all those fun things. And so you can find things when you get to your new destination. And then we stage the home with the items that are left over. And then sometimes we bring in a few accessories just to add, that wow factor. Because we always want to have a wow factor in the homes. Whether it be, you know, decorating or design or staging. There's always got to be wow factors.
Okay.
So, it's a really fun program. We really like it. It takes us a couple days to get through the whole process, but it's well worth it. And the other thing for people is it's a very emotional time when you're moving.
Yes.
Very emotional. I know.
You're attached to your items.
Yeah.
What do people need to most remember and keep? We're almost out of time. But what do people need to most remember?
That those items are going to go with you.
Yes.
You know, we are
You're
going
not throwing
to,
them in the trash.
No, we're not we're not throwing them away. And just because
your precious moments will be there when you get there or
and
whatever.
Just because we might not be using them for staging doesn't mean they don't have value.
Yes.
But what we're doing is we're trying to take your home that was just for you.
Yes.
And turn it into a home that's for many.
Yes.
So that
where you have
get,
bidding wars.
Exactly.
And people,
exactly.
you know, and it's a variety of people. It's not just a very limited amount of people.
Right. Selling a home is actually a competition. So you're competing with all those other houses that are on the market out there. So you really want yours to stand out, and you can do that by having it staged.
Okay. Well, we're almost out of time. A couple of things that you provide if you come in for that, like a 2-hour consult, where you go through the whole home, you will provide something in writing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We provide a written report. Here's kind of a checklist. Here's some things that you can do.
And so basically things you can do like opportunities for your spaces.
Sure, yeah.
And then best approaches, some tips, some guidelines.
Here's where you can go shopping, you know, whatever we
and
work
pictures,
with the client. Pictures, yeah.
So that they can get visuals of an item that they, if you purchase this item, it's a very small amount of money, but it can fit here.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
so, this
so we
is
fill
really
in those blanks for them so they don't feel like, oh my gosh, it's too daunting. I can't complete this by myself.
And it's the back to the accountability partner, and you keep them motivated, and you're sharing tips and tricks that we might not think of, and you know the best places to find them.
Yes, we sure do.
And
it's an overall roadmap for them.
Yeah,
you know, it's literally a roadmap. So it's a journey, and it's a roadmap. So it takes them along this wonderful journey, and then the end result is, oh, I'm here at this great space, and I'm the people that work with us that are involved and they do things on their own, it's amazing how they at the end of it say, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did this.
Yeah, I want to do this.
Yeah, whether it be something very small or really significant. You know, I had one person that I taught how to wallpaper and she was just, I can't believe I could do that.
I love wallpaper.
You know, so.
I love wallpaper.
It's so much fun.
When you do this, you can actually, when the DIY portion of your program, you can actually get your kids to help.
I love getting the kids to help.
Yes, you can divvy up little projects for the kids.
Yeah, I suggested the parents have, you know, Johnny do this and Susie do that and have them be involved. Because, you know, like anything, when you're involved in it, then you'll keep it up and you'll have ownership to it. So,
oh, my God. Well, thank you so much. We are out of time.
Oh, no.
I know. It goes by very fast.
It does.
My guest is Cheryl Terrell. You can find her at interiorblissdesigns.com. Thank you so much
for being here
it's been today.
Great.
You are fantastic.
Thank you.
I hope you will listen next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.